Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Wow.
I had to do it for the last one.
Wow.
Thank you for the surprise.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm taken aback, actually.
Wow.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. We're only going to talk about movies today. So we're going to
talk about movies today.
Yeah.
It's it is the last one. But who knows what happens next? Because we've all seen movies.
If you don't see the
person die on screen, then who knows what can happen.
And there's no screen.
And even if you do see them die on screen, who knows what can happen. And there's no screen.
Boom.
But let's just we're going to press pause at the very least on this for a bit.
We'll miss you. What will we watch now?
Well, I'm just going to talk about flicks today, so maybe you can just keep watching in that.
True.
I don't know. We'll see. I reckon you'll find a way. The content conduit will find its way to all people in the universe if these evil multinationals have their way.
Awesome.
Cool.
How exciting.
Hey, let's talk about cool corporations and the stuff they make.
Do you guys
like phones? What about soft drinks? Okay, let's talk about some movies. So I'm in lieu of my presence here for the next little bit, I thought I'd just signal a couple of things that I have seen that are coming to cinemas a little bit later in the month of April that were at the New Zealand International Film Festival last year, and I dug in quite different ways. The first one is a film called Exit 8, and it's one of the more unusual video game adaptations you're likely to see. It's a sort of film that, like, maybe more than kind of just going, hey, let's take a narrative of some cutscenes and make a movie around it, sort of more harnesses the feeling of playing a game. And the game in question is one where, as if I understand it correctly, you're stuck in a subway, a Japanese subway, and you're walking around this kind of repetitive tiled right-angled corridors, and everything's very same, and some things are a bit different, and some things are a bit scary, and some things are a bit sinister. And the way to clear the different levels in the game would be to identify when you're going the wrong way. So it's as simple as, like, this part of the environment's been corrupted somehow. So it's kind of spot the difference, I guess, on a really fundamental level. It's a really simple mechanic, right? And you can see that being something that probably works quite well in a game. It gets, the difficulty level gets more complex, you kind of get sucked into it and keep playing it. Does it make for a gripping movie? Makes for a trippy movie, because it's just so repetitive and the environment's so repetitive, and it very much has it has the feel of mostly kind of a one or a one shot take, although it obviously isn't, but this thing just kind of layers up and layers up by doing variations on the same thing over and over and over again. And if you like kind of trippy experiences where you zone out a bit, I think you might like Exit 8.
This one's for you.
So Exit 8's making a return to cinemas. I reckon that it's not gonna stick around forever. This is gonna be a fairly
short-lived.
A fairly short engagement. But it's out on the 23rd of April. Then 1 week later, making its formal theatrical release, is one of my other faves of NZIFF last year, a local film, The Weed Eaters. That's a movie that's also keeping me busy the next couple of weeks, because that's why I've got to run away. Going to join the circus and travel the country with some movie makers and their movie. I've now watched it a few times, and you know, you never want a movie to not be good the first time. You never want a movie to be homework that you can only enjoy if you have repeated viewings. But there's really something to this, and I'm really glad that it wasn't just the euphoria that everyone felt seeing something so authentically New Zealand and so sort of authentically BFM and SRN on the big screen at the Civic last year. Directed by Callum Devlin, written by Finn Tippett, starring Annabelle Keen and Alice May Connolly. It's very much a team effort of a small group of people who can all multitask, and they've made a really focused and funny and unsettling film set in the kind of New Year's getaway that you don't really want to have. A tractor shed that's not really much more than a tractor shed, and that becomes slightly different when you steal the neighbor's weed, and it's cannibal weed. Not all as kind of ludicrous and zombie-like as that premise might sound. It's more like, what the hell are we going to do now? I've started thinking about the Danny Boyle film Shallow Grave quite a bit while watching it. So it's sort of that, like, we've got ourselves into this predicament. Now how do we unpredicament ourselves? Lots of great gags along the way, and yeah, a really confident voice of young New Zealand filmmaking. So go see it. 30th of April, and there's some advanced screenings smattered around Auckland over the next month as well.
Awesome.
Those are my two tips to look out for. Have I watched anything? Not really.
Oh, well.
I watched Zootopia too.
Yes.
Did you actually?
It's all right. I mean, I didn't stay awake for enough of it to actually form a proper judgment.
Exactly. But that's what I said. I said it's a great movie to fall asleep to.
There you go. And that was, I took that I took that in the positive sense.
Totally.
Not it's diabolical and you'll instantly to sleep, but it was a cozy place to spend some couch time.
Aww.
So thanks for the recommends. Gosh, I wish I'd recommended some cozy movies to you too.
Well, I feel like Soph for a very long time told me to watch, and she's not the only one, but has told me to watch But I'm a Cheerleader, and I bit the bullet and I enjoyed it so very much.
Strong film.
It's obviously so good. For those of you who haven't watched it, which I think is probably few of you, it's about conversion therapy, but it's run by RuPaul, so it's a brilliant time.
Is it pro or anti?
Wait, pro or anti? Like, what? Is it pro or anti what? No, it's anti-conversion therapy.
Oh, good. Okay, that's great. Just checking.
I just wanted
to make sure I remembered the film properly and I wasn't thinking of something different.
Wouldn't it be terrible if I came on air and said it was pro-conversion therapy and it was a great time? Yeah. I'd be cancelled.
Guys, I've seen this movie about conversion therapy. I loved it. It was made by Mel Gibson.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.